The FBI is reportedly investigating an NBA referee who allegedly bet thousands of dollars on pro basketball games over the past two seasons, some of which he worked. News reports say that gambling debts may have pressured referee Tim Donaghy into a partnership with bookies tied to organized crime. Our sports commentator Ron Rappaport joins us. Good morning, Ron.
Hi, Scott.
Sports Illustrated says this is potentially the most serious scandal ever in basketball.
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, this is David Stern's worst nightmare. You know, Scott, I guess three things occurred to me when I heard this. One is that Barry Bonds homers aren't that big a deal all of a sudden. And two is I don't think Las Vegas is going to get that NBA team it's been for a while. And three is why hasn't this happened before? I've seen one estimate, the National Impact Gambling Study Commission, says $380 billion is bet illegally in sports in America every year, $2.25 billion legally in Las Vegas. I mean, nobody likes to talk about this, but so much of the interest in sports has to do with gambling. And it's easy to see how a referee or an umpire, you know, the poorest paid guy on the field or the court, could manipulate the outcome of a game.
Well, explain to us, though, the fine points. Because a player who's trying to shave points, and there was that famous scandal, obviously, in college basketball a number of years ago, can shank a shot, can miss.
Much easier for the referee, Scott. Much easier. Here's just one instance.
Yeah.
They're looking at all the games, Donnie, he did over the years, and 20 of them were playoff games the last 2 years. But there's one game that I was reading about. In New York last February, he worked a game between the Heat and the Knicks.
Yeah.
The Knicks shot 39 free throws. The Heat shot 8. Miami's coaches were hit with two technical fouls. The Knicks won by 6 and beat the point spread by a point and a half. All you got to do is blow your whistle. I mean, it's really easy in basketball.
What?
And, you know, and the calls are so close.
Well, would somebody doing this earn the reputation as being a rotten referee over two seasons?
Well, I don't know. If you were really good at it, I mean, how could anybody really tell? I just think it's very, very kind of easy to do. This could get worse too, Scott. One is that it's easy to imagine a scenario where an accused man like Donaghy tries to save himself by implicating others.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is that allegations involving organized crime.
Yeah.
I mean, you just have to imagine testimony from professional criminals explaining the sort of details of how this was done. And again, fairly or unfairly implicating others.
Yeah. How do you think this is going to affect the season to come and fans' fealty for the game? Because this will be an ongoing investigation.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, David Stern likes to speak in hyperbole. Everything is either great about the league and everything bad is negligible. But when he says Donaghy's accused of betraying the most sacred trust in professional sports, for once he's not overstating the case.
Okay. Ron, thanks very much for talking to
you.
Speaking with us, our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition, Ron Rappaport.